What up, world? It's your boy D, aka Clutch, alongside Matchy, and you're now tuned in to another episode of Official Talk Podcast.
What up, world? It's your girl Machi, and you know how we do. We start off every
Yeah.
episode by taking some shots. But I'm not gonna lie, today I have juice.
Let's get it popping.
Let's get it popping.
It's popping. What kind of juice is that?
It's soursop juice.
Oh, I thought it said Cool Running. Oh, it does say
Cool.
Cool Running.
It does. You guys have that out there?
I'm pretty sure we do. Salute, sister.
Salute, brother.
Woo, yeah. You
It
should have
actually
just chugged
tastes
the
so
whole
much.
thing.
Oh yeah, for real.
I'm just kidding, yo. So what up, yo? What up, what up, what up?
Nothing, man. I'm just here chilling.
That's
I
what's
feel
up.
like, big things popping and little things stopping.
There we go. How
Yeah,
was
that was
DR?
kind of corny.
For the second time. Yeah, that was super corny. But how was DR?
Dare was good. Honestly, I think I'm gonna try to take a break from traveling.
What?
Air quote.
Yeah, I know that's a lie.
Yeah, I think it's a lie too. But it was good. Like Dominican was really fun. I went with my parents. We kind of did like a whole bunch of like excursions.
That's
We
what's up.
saw and visited a whole bunch of like pueblecitos in Dominican, like little towns. It was just like a week of waking up in a different hotel in a different city. It was amazing.
It sounds good.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. I'll do it again for sure. And yeah, but most importantly, I was just excited to be home. I did
It'd be like that
Dominican in
sometimes.
February and then in April, and I was just like, I just want my bed.
Living, traveling, Miss Traveler. It's gonna be Matchy, aka Miss Traveler.
Yeah, but we'll see. I don't know. I got invited to go to New York. To Jersey, not New York. To
Jersey.
Jersey, May 17th.
Oh shit. I think I'm being New York May 17th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna be in
Hey.
Jersey though.
Boo.
Yeah, it's long weekend over here, so in Canada, for those who don't know. And yeah, my mom is inviting me to go, so I'm like, maybe. And if that's the case, then I'm already failing not leaving the country, but it's
Yeah,
okay.
it's all right. But if your mom's actually, you gotta
I'm not
go.
leaving the continent,
You got,
I'm
if your
still.
mom asks you, you gotta go, man. She enjoyed the quality of time, the mom-daughter bonding.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
I
Definitely.
mean, especially for driving, it should be good. It should be fun.
Oh, you driving?
Yeah.
So how long is that drive?
It's like 6 to 8 hours.
Oh shit, that ain't bad at all.
I think it's 6 hours now. Back in the day, it used to be like 8 to 10 hours.
So back in the days it was longer, or they
Yeah.
shortened the road?
No, they made like cuts and like there's different ways, faster, quicker ways where there's no
Oh, so
traffic.
that's a quick trip, yeah.
Toll free.
Yeah, that's a quick trip. Yo, New York
Yeah.
gonna start doing tolls.
Don't they already have tolls?
No, like I think like in the city, tolls.
Oh,
Yeah,
why? How's that
I
even?
don't know. I heard some shit
Does
like
it
that. I
doesn't
ain't
even
gonna
make
speak too
sense?
much on it because I just heard a little here and something. Maybe
Oh,
the
okay.
next episode I might know more.
Oh, okay.
But
But
so I
that's
gotta
stupid though, because you guys don't even have highways like that.
in New York? Nah, I mean, yeah, it's stupid. But they
Okay.
gotta make money somehow. Inflation, you know, they trying to up everything. That's probably gonna keep people. I don't know. It's gonna be weird, yo, because people, a lot of people gonna probably wanna stop driving. So public transportation gonna get even more crowded than it already is. It's crazy. I don't
And
know.
the
See
way
how that shit
people in
gonna
New
work
York
out.
are from, like, you guys are rebellious. So you guys are like, oh, you want to pay me for going to A to B? Nah,
Facts.
public.
Public
And
transportation.
then
Fuck
public
that.
transportation is probably going to be like $20. Anyways,
They gonna up it.
they're going to up it.
They gonna up that shit. But yo, so I was talking to someone and they kind of told me their situation. And it's crazy that they was, you know how they say your phone be listening and all this kind of crazy shit.
Yeah.
So it was funny, we was talking about it, and I kind of seen that the conversation we had came up in the form of a topic. that I want to
Okay.
talk to you about. So it's like, how would you politely ask a guest to leave your house without telling them?
Without telling them, what do you
Without
mean? Just
telling
tell
them.
them get the fuck out.
Nah, I said without telling
To
them.
be like not disrespectful, but disrespectful. To be passive aggressive in a sense.
Facts.
Okay, so I'm gonna play this out in two different scenarios. Is it like somebody living in your house and you're trying to tell them to get out?
Yeah, so like say all right,
Or
I'm gonna paint the scenario for you. So say like, someone said like, oh, they down and out right now and they just need to stay with you. They say, can I stay with you for like 3 weeks till I get back, get back on my feet. But this is like a month and they not really budging. Like, how would you politely ask them to leave? And then I'll get your
So
regular. Then I'll get your regular, but how would you politely ask them to leave?
I'm gonna need you to go
That's
like
like
right now. Honestly, sometimes it's weird enough because like you obviously open the doors to somebody,
that'd
like
be nice, yeah.
you know, so sometimes like to try to find the courage to kind of say it, I'm pretty sure there's people that are brutally honest and they say, I'm not gonna lie, bro,
You
like
gotta go.
you're overdoing your stay, like you gotta go, right? But I think me knowing who I am, I'll probably want to sit down with them and have like a conversation of where they're at in life.
Facts.
Like, you know, like, so, you know, like, how's work? Like, are you have a job? Okay. No, I probably won't do that. I'll just be like, listen, like, you told me that you're going to be out of here in 3 months. It's already
That's
pushing
not
three.
polite. Not polite.
How's that not polite?
Not polite. I said
I'm
politely.
politely reminding you that you told me 3 fucking months and
Three weeks. Three
it's
weeks.
3 months and a half. I'm
Yeah.
politely reminding you, and I made you stay overstayed. Like, no.
I don't know if I could politely do it. I don't know. That'd be kind of hard for me, but
You
I'm gonna
can
give you the
definitely not.
scenario of the conversation I had. So, she's helping somebody out. They was supposed to be there for, I guess, like maybe 2, 3 months or something like that. But it's like 6 months now. And like my man's ain't paying for groceries. He using the whip, not paying for gas. You know what I mean? So he's like a freeloader, if you ask me.
For
So
sure.
like this episode, we gonna give her, because I know she gonna listen to this. We gonna give her our feedback on how she should handle this. Cause you got a freeloader in your place for about 6 months now. You get what I'm saying? And on top of that, I mean, she know the person for years. They like fam. It's like fam. So,
Right.
and she's super nice. So, people gonna take advantage of your kindness. But on top of that, she has a daughter. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, you guys hold me the dip. No, I don't care how much his family is love. You gotta be like, yo, my nigga, you gotta go. And you not paying groceries and you eating? You
Yeah,
not
you got
putting gas in the car, but you using it?
who is
Right? It's
this
like,
person?
yo. It's
What?
like, yo, and then you got your shorty coming through? And y'all
It
be
has
sleeping
to
on my
be.
couch?
What?
Word. Word.
Oh, hell fucking no.
Give her advice. Give her the advice.
Yo,
Go ahead.
give her what advice? Tell that man to fucking leave. Are you stupid? Okay, I'm not calling her stupid. I'm calling, you know, the situation stupid. Like, what the fuck are you talking to me about?
What I'm telling you is like, yo, you could be nice to up
No.
to so, you know what I mean? So long. But it's like,
No.
yo, I let you rock for a month. Cool. For 2 months,
Honestly,
it's pushing it.
okay.
But like 6 months?
Okay, this is the reality. You're being disrespected in your own home.
Facts.
So why show any type of sympathy or respect to somebody that's disrespecting you? Get the fuck out.
The fuck out.
Like,
Fuera.
listen, you're my family. I've opened the doors to you. I have no issues. No, I do have issues with you staying longer. However, I thought this was gonna go a different way. You're showing me
Facts.
things that I'm not okay with, and I didn't think that I had to discuss some ground rules with you because you're a grown up.
Facts.
You're making me feel uncomfortable in my own place. And before things get a little bit weird between me and you, I would prefer if you leave.
Boom.
I'm not
You had
saying
it.
that nicely. I'm not saying that nicely at all.
I
Like,
feel like the niceness is done now. The nice conversations is done. It's like,
it's
yo, my man,
done.
you got like until this date and you got to be out. I'm sorry, you got to be out. Where you gonna
No.
go? I don't know. You and Shorty put y'all coins together
You're
and get a
bringing
place.
your girl over and knocking. Are you?
Girl, Shorty is over there
Yo. On my couch?
on the couch. You know they popping on the couch. You know what I mean? You know they ain't just laying on the couch, pillow talking.
Ask her if she wants me to go over there and slap the shit out of that man.
Word.
I
Be like, yo,
mean,
conference call.
no. There's no nice way of saying that, to be honest. Like you gotta have you, it's about setting like ground rules and like, putting
It's like
boundaries from the very
your
beginning.
backbone got to show now. You got to be like, yo, stop taking advantage of my kindness
For real,
at
yeah.
this point.
Yeah.
And my thing is like, especially when you got a when you got a child, especially a female,
Oh yeah, like right away, like that
if she's seen
just
stuff like that, like that's not okay. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want her to think that's okay for her to be with some bum ass dude on his family, you know, family member couch or whatever it is, think that's something okay. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we grown. You grown. You're not a kid.
Yo, and the fact that it's like I consider you family or we're family, it should
Facts.
just be so much more easier to be like, you need to leave.
But it should be like more respect. It's like, yo, I appreciate you having me here. It was supposed to be like 2 months. It's going on month three. That's gonna make me want to get out even quicker. Fact,
Yeah,
the
for
one, I want my
sure.
own space. If you're
I
a
don't know
grown
how
ass
people
man,
could do
I want my
that,
own space too.
eh?
I'm gonna be
That's
embarrassed to take my
embarrassing.
shorty over there.
That's embarrassing.
But shorty probably cool with it too, cause she probably be mooching off the food there too.
Bro, first of all, is this like a family blood related?
Nah.
You got me fucked up.
All the way.
All the way fucked
All
up.
the way.
All the fucking way. I'm
All
getting
the
pissed
way.
off.
All the
Like,
way.
no. No. Like, there's just no nice way. Like, okay, you tell me a nice way of how to kick somebody out of your house.
Listen, in this scenario, ain't no nice way. The niceness is gone. It's through the
It's
window.
gone. Yeah.
You got to be like, yo, at this point, it's like, get out and pay me back rent and gas and groceries.
I know a possible nice way.
What?
By tomorrow, I want $500
Facts.
for my groceries, for rent, for hydro, for my
Gas,
sanity,
all that.
for gas. Yo, he's using her car now. Yo,
Using
don't.
the whip.
Okay. I want $500. You're gonna give me money today, like right now. Open your wallet. Oh, you don't have, you only have a, let's go to the bank. I'm taking $300. If you have two, if you have five, I'm taking four.
All right, let's throw the curveball. Let's spice it up. What if he not working?
I am taking out my belt and beating his ass. I am fucking no. Well, obviously she probably, if he doesn't have a job, maybe that's the reason why he's probably there. I don't know.
But
I
still,
think you have to give
you gotta
ultimatums.
set limits
You have to give
or
ultimatums
time frame.
and boundaries. Yeah, like
Yeah, there we go.
I had once one of my friends move in with me. I actually have two scenarios, and I guess the promise or what we decided that we were gonna do or our agreement was, okay, you're gonna live with me. You're gonna give my mom at least like, $50 every time you get paid, monthly or whatever, just to help out with shit. Help out in the house, do the dishes, da da da
I'll
da.
pull your
It
weight.
You know, like just show that, we're not gonna like make you pay so much money because we understand that right now you might not have it because you're trying to like, start fresh, but you're not gonna act like you're just gonna like be here and not do shit, right? So
Facts. Reloading
do your
gas.
chores, wash dishes, sweep, mop, whatever. Come home at a decent time, etc. Came a point, I think it was like a month and a half or almost two living with me, that person would just go in and out of the house, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and
Any
out, in
time of
and out.
day,
Come
any
in
time of night.
high as fuck, fried, like just super fried. Come in, probably gave my mom maybe $50 the first month she was there. I think it was like three months that she was there. I kid you not. My mom's like, all right, I'm seeing some like behaviors I don't like. I'm feeling disrespected in my own home. Tell your girl that she would have to pay
Mommy says she
family.
not having that.
She's gonna have to pay $100 a month to stay here. Because if you're outside doing what you're doing, you're eating outside, you're probably buying your kush outside, you're probably doing all this shit outside, and you're coming here acting like this is just like a, I'm just gonna lay my head and like go. No. My mom
Facts.
said, tell her $100 monthly and I'll be good
And
if she
that's cheap.
stays. Okay,
That's
that's cheap
cheap.
as hell.
Hell yeah.
Bro, I told the girl the same day she came in, yo, my mom's saying that, like, she's gonna want you to start paying up because you only gave her $50 once when you came here. In that very specific moment, the girl started packing her shit, putting
Oh
it
shit.
in plastic bags, and cut from my house.
But yo, there it is. There you go. Fuck out of here. You think you gonna
First of all,
freeload and munch off of us? Fuck out of here.
if you had somewhere to go from the very
You
fucking
should have
beginning,
been there.
why the fuck?
You know
Why the
why?
fuck?
Because moms was too nice.
No, but that's like my mom. That's what my mom's like. All right, you're not gonna do this. I'm a
Yeah.
grown ass woman, bro. Pay me my money.
Well, get
I'm
out.
not gonna tell you straight up because I'll probably tell you and put some fear into you. I'm
Yeah.
sending your best friend to tell you, pay my mom money, or you're gonna have to get out.
Well, get out.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. Less than 24 hours ago, girl was out of my house. Less than
Damn.
24.
So she definitely had a
So
place to stay.
she definitely had a place to stay, but you gotta tell people like that, yo. Like, you're being disrespectful. You're just doing too much. You're not showing
Invading
an
space,
effort.
yo.
You're not showing an effort. Then you're coming in and out of my house like you run shit, and you're not paying up. Get the fuck out.
Nah,
If you
word.
can't give me money this day, you don't have a place to stay here. With all due respect.
At least something. That's what I'm saying. Like, you in the house, you got a key to the crib. You're not even paying rent. You eat food. You're not buying grocery. You push the whip. You're not putting gas. Nah, we gotta have a conversation. You gotta have a con. Yo, me?
It
I'm
won't,
nice,
Michael.
but it's to a certain extent.
It won't. Like, that wouldn't last long with me. Like,
Hell
that would
no.
be like, yo, I'm not gonna lie. I waited for you to come home so I can speak with you. Can you sit down?
So you
Because
get out.
I'm the type of person when something is bothering me, I kind of get like this like super like rush of anxiety, and I can't concentrate until I have to tell you how I feel. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if it's something that genuinely is digging at my soul, I'm gonna have to sit down with you and tell you, yo, this is bothering me. Like, there's no way I'm just gonna like write down
I
diary
mean,
my
you and every
fucking
other
feelings.
female, pretty much.
Well, Shorty was writing down in her diary. How okay, she waited how long to kick the man out? Or he has.
He's not out. It's been like 6 months or more, or something like that.
She
Yeah.
needs to kick the man out.
Need to kick him out. He gotta go.
Simple, bro. Baby girl, sit that man down.
And be
Ask him
like, yo,
for
you gotta
some
go.
money.
There you go. No, yo, it's to the point, yo, don't even dead the money. Just leave.
Dead the money.
Just leave. Cause he ain't gonna have nothing. If
Let
he ain't paying nothing, then what he gonna pay? He gonna give like
let's just see where he values his friendship. Give me some money because you've been doing the most. And if you
facts.
can't do that, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
It's much more simpler if somebody will be giving you 200, 300 and doing what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd
But
be a
the
little
fact
different, but I
that
mean,
would
that'd
be
be a
like,
little. That's the polite. Then you could go then politely and be like, "All right, I appreciate you helping out here and there, but like, yeah, when you leaving, you know." But now if you're not paying nothing, it's like, yo, not when you leave. It's like, yo, you got to get out.
you gotta get
You got to
out.
get out. It's not, oh, when you think you're gonna be able to. Nah, you got to get out. You got
Yeah,
to get out, player. You
you
got to
gotta
go.
cut. You gotta go.
I'm being nice by giving you a timeline. Like, yo, you got 2 weeks. 2 weeks notice. You out. And that's a lot.
Nah, that's a lot.
That's a lot. I could be like a job and be like, yo, you fired. You gotta go. Give me your keys. You out. But you know, a
Yes.
lot of people, there's a, so who you think is the biggest freeloader? Family, friends, what? Who you think would be like the biggest freeloader? Your brother, sister, cousin, best friend, coworker.
I think friends.
Okay.
Well, honestly, it really and truly depends. Like, if you're opening the doors to your sibling, it's very rare that you can be like, they're your sibling, whatever. You can cuss them out. You can tell them how you feel, all that shit. Like, they can probably be like, fuck you, and whatever. Like, it is what it is. Maybe to a certain extent, I don't know. I'm not speaking for everybody, but sometimes you just feel more, you feel kind of cool that your family member is there because it's like, you're kind of just connecting and having a moment of like, brother sister time or sister sister brother brother time, whatever, depending how well you guys get
And on
along.
the relationship, yeah.
Yeah. But when it comes to friends, I think you kind of have like a different type of like sympathy for them, where it's like,
Depends.
you're not necessarily my blood related family, and like, I know I told you you can stay. It's a little bit more of an awkward conversation for me to tell you leave. But I think I would have to generalize that whole entire like that question and say that it really depends on the person who's staying with you. It can be a family, it can be a family member, it can be a friend. And depending on how weird or how abusive or manipulative that person is, like blood or no blood, like they, I don't know who can be a long-term freeloader more.
I think the freeloader, I would say maybe like a family member. And the only reason I say maybe like a family member, because like you said, if y'all cool and everything is good, you might not tell them to leave until y'all get into like a bad disagreement. And it is like I agree with you, it is kind of easy to have that conversation of when you leaving with a family member versus a friend. A friend, you're just like, damn, I don't want to offend them. But again, it goes the type of relationship you have with that friend. Because if you truly my friend, you're not gonna try to freeload off of me. You know what I mean? I'm gonna extend my hand, and if you tell me a month, you should try to be out in 3 weeks. But there's, like you said, there's some people that would just be like, yo, damn, yo, I tried to get a job, but XYZ. They'll manipulate the friend or, take advantage. Like, I know this person, I know how far I could go with this person. Or how I could word it to stay longer. So I think the biggest freeloader could probably be a family member. Cause it's like, yo, if you kick me out, I'm telling mom type shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, you're gonna be cool with your siblings until they really, really piss you off. And they make you be like, yo, fuck you, I'm out of here, yo, I'm dipping. And they gonna come back and y'all gonna be cool versus a friend.
I think naturally, yeah, family would be,
Yeah.
but that conversation again, you need to go, will be less, like you don't have to think about it as much.
With a family member, right?
With the family member.
Yeah.
So I think it's it will, yeah, they might stay longer, but it'll be way easier for you to be like, get the fuck out, like leave, like,
Yeah.
all right,
Versus,
just go to
yeah.
mom's house or go to so and so's house, like just go, like, like you're just invading my space, like, with a friend, if that friend is a person that just knows how to just like manipulate the situation, it would be 10 times harder, in my opinion, to kick a friend out because you're really and truly trying to figure out, like, bro, I don't even know who the hell, if I kick you out, like, where are you going
Where
to?
you
Like,
gonna go
type of bullshit,
exactly?
I think in a sense that you feel a little bit more guilty with a friend because you're like, okay, fine, like, I understand that you're going through this situation, da 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 da.
Fuck that.
No, but what I'm saying is
But
that
I get what you're saying
maybe,
though.
like, let's say, God forbid, but my brother was to like stay here, which, he's gonna be in a stable place for a very long time and he's gonna be able to do what he got to do. But if he was to be here and like he was like, okay, Ruth, like I promise, like, or sorry, okay, Machi, I promise that in this month I'm leaving. I can go up to him and be like, yo, so what's up? Like,
What's up? You out?
you know what I mean? At this point, I'm not only, it has nothing to do with who I'm living with, but it's just like, yo, like, so what's good? Like, I'm realizing that you're not doing shit to kind of get out. Like, I see that you don't have this going for yourself. I see da da da.
You see no
So my,
progress.
yeah, my, no progress. So my conversation with my brother will probably be as honest and as transparent as possible. With a friend, which I was also in a situation where I also had like one of my friends live with me. Very clear from the very beginning of how that was gonna go. I'm leaving by the end of this month. When I move in, I'm gonna pay this, that, and the third, and that's it, right? Which was pretty cool. I think closer to that end of the month, I reminded him. I was like, okay, so I just want to know, are you looking for places? Because remember in the beginning you told me that that you're leaving at this time.
Yeah.
Like, I reminded him and I had a conversation. And I'm like, listen, like, if you need to stay longer, we will have that conversation and our rules will change. However, this is what you told me. So I'm not letting that go because I love my space and I love how
Gotcha.
I
You
run my house. And
want that freedom, yo?
and
You
if you're
paying
doing
rent, it's
something
your
to kind of
house.
like make me uncomfortable in my own home, I'm
You better go.
automatically just like show, like telling you what's up. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that's the case with my friend. I'm just saying in general, like when somebody is there freloading for a long time, it gets to your mental. You're upset that you have to pick up after somebody else. And
Because you
if you have
can't be
children,
free. You can't walk
you
around
can't, you know what
freely the
I
way
mean?
you
Like you
want
wake
to.
up and you're like, oh,
Yeah.
good morning. Rather make a coffee for yourself because you can. You're here making it for five other people, including that person that's not paying you shit. Get the fuck out. Get out. Get out. Like there's no other way of putting this nicely. Excuse me. Get the fuck out.
Fuck out. Listen, listeners, I want you to drop a comment after listening to this episode on how you would tell somebody to leave. I know it was like, how would you politely tell a guest to leave? But that, nah, I take that politely
There's
out. Just how
there's
would you tell
no
a guest to leave,
way.
period?
There's no
Comment below
way.
on how you would tell a guest to leave, period. My thing is, nowadays you gotta be on, you gotta be proactive. I'm doing a contract, yo. We notarizing this. You staying on till this time? All right, you confident? Boom. We getting it in writing. So when you see a shit thrown out, you can't come at me. You can't sue me. You can't try to take me to Judge Judy and shit. You getting out.
Don't bring no mail over here with.
Word. Like, you gotta definitely set rules. Like you said, it's like she's being disrespected.
She is.
Because you bringing your shorty to my crib.
No, bro, we're fighting.
Like,
We're
this is your crib.
scrapping.
You get what I'm saying? Even though
We're fighting.
I could know the person, but now both of y'all disrespecting me. Cause y'all
Yeah.
both taking my kindness for weakness, like, oh nah, blah blah. She ain't gonna say nothing. We over here all the time, we chilling. Oh, I made a mistake and stay the night type shit. Then just start getting like a routine type
We're
shit.
adults and I made
Nah.
a mistake. I
No,
thought it
I'm
was.
just saying, you know how people will say shit like, oh, it got so late, I fell asleep.
I
And
thought it
but
would be
it become
okay.
right. I thought you'd be okay with it, you know? But nah, then on top of that, it's like how she got there. Cause I don't know if she got a whip or not. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you gotta use your
Don't
whip
kill me.
to take her home.
Yo. Okay.
Yo.
No, wait, hold on. I thought about two ways of maybe being nice about how you're
Okay,
gonna kick
okay,
this person
okay,
out,
okay,
okay?
okay.
Write them a fucking letter
Write them a
of how
letter.
you feel.
Okay.
On this day, I felt, that, I'm trying to start a new journey in my life
Oh, you
and
being
I don't,
polite. I thought you were gonna
and
say write them a letter and get the
I was going to, but I changed it
fuck
to, and
out.
I don't see you in it. The journey doesn't include you. And I'm planning to throw away my couch and get something new. And unfortunately, I'm
Gonna have to bill you for the
gonna
couch.
have to bill you for the couch. Like, I don't know. Write them a letter, let them know how you feel. Or sit down with them and be as honest as you can and just say, listen,
Be out
obviously
by this date.
you know that rent is coming up. And I've been extremely, easygoing with you, and I'm okay. Like, we're good. I was just wondering if you can, chip in and
Yo, that
actually.
nigga's an extra bill.
Shh.
All right,
Let me finish my politeness.
go ahead, the politeness.
I was hoping that for this month's rent that you'll be able to chip in an additional $500 for rent and grocery because, you've been doing the most. If this is something that you cannot do this month, unfortunately, I'm gonna have to kick you out.
No,
There
you're
you
gonna have to leave.
go,
You don't even gotta say kick you
man.
out. You just gotta leave. You gotta
Okay,
find another place
so,
to dwell.
and then if you really want to be rude, be like, listen, if you don't pick up your shit and get the
And
fuck
be
out of my
out
house,
by time I get off of work.
I'm calling Julio Miguel Santos to kick you out for me.
Facts.
Anyways, but yeah,
But there you have
try
it.
that
There
out.
you have it. Listeners, thank you for rocking with us again. Definitely check us out on IG at Official Talk Podcast, TikTok, Official Talk Podcast. We up on YouTube now, so check us out on Official Talk Podcast. And if you want to send us an email, officialtalk1@gmail.com. Until next time, thank you. Tell a friend, tell a friend. Go subscribe. We out. Yeah.
Deuces, adios.